Hi there. This is Claire of SassyClassyPhoneSex.com, and this is my blog post about corner time for naughties. Some punishments from bygone school days should never die, and corner time is one of my favorites. It has so much going for it as a form of erotic punishment. It's humiliating, it's uncomfortable, it's meditative, and it's a necessary waste of your free time. I like handing it down to slaves who've misbehaved or failed to complete assignments. So, what is corner time? Basically, it's time spent completely still, standing, sitting, kneeling, whatever, in the corner, much like the dunce pictured here. However, I can make it as sexy, humiliating, or uncomfortable as I see fit. I might have you kneel on uncooked rice sprinkled over a hard floor for 30 minutes. Or I might have you simply stand on one foot with no support for 3 minutes, where tipping over restarts the clock. The possibilities are limited only by my imagination, which you may have noticed by now is fairly active. Since one of the purposes of corner time punishment is to leave you to contemplate your misdeeds, you may be wondering how this can work within the scope of domination phone sex. Well, just as there's more than one way to execute corner time, there is more than one way to incorporate it in your training. Webcam supervision. You set up a sexy texting session with me, and I can either be actively involved or just check in on you, a little like an ignore you call. Of course, the fun part for me is that I literally put you in the corner of my screen. On a phone call, we can discuss the rules of engagement, and you can either do the assignment on your own time or right there while we're on the phone. This can also include some ignore time. Of course, sometimes just discussing corner time causes another kind of naughty accident. And then there's email domination. You buy a 15-minute sexy texting block and then email me why you need corner time. I reply with the explicit corner time humiliation assignment conditions and instructions. You perform it in your own time and follow up with a summary of the experience and possibly proof of completion. I shame, reward, approve, etc., as befits the situation. As always, keep it sassy.